Welcome to the Encourage Her Community Podcast. I'm Joe, your co-host here at Encourage Her. Welcome to the community. We are women who choose to encourage. In a world full of critics, we need more encouragers. Let's get some encouragement today. Happy Monday. Good morning, encouragers. Welcome back to the Encourage Her Community Holy Week podcast series. We find ourselves today on Monday of Holy Week. So far, we have thought through the steps that Jesus took from Friday and Saturday into yesterday being Palm Sunday. And here we are on Monday. I first want to just remind you of a few things that have happened in our Holy Week, and then tell you about the things that happened on Monday. If you remember, Jesus was anointed by Mary, and a crowd began to arrive. He entered Jerusalem on a donkey, where we get our Palm Sunday from, people laying palms and cloaks on the ground for him to enter. He wept over Jerusalem, and he entered the temple, and then he returned to Bethany. So as we enter Monday of Holy Week, I want you to be, as we've been practicing this week, trying to picture yourself in the scene. Bring yourself into a posture or a position of just imagining and really being mindful as you go throughout your day that you are in Monday of Holy Week. On Monday of Holy Week, we would have seen Jesus curse the fig tree, clear the temple, and return once again to Bethany with the 12 disciples. You can read in three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, about Monday. You can go into Matthew 21, Mark 11, or Luke 19, and see scripture about Holy Monday. I'm going to focus in for today on Mark 11. For my reading, I'm going to read from Mark 11, verses 12 to about verse 19. If you'd like to turn to Mark 11 now, feel free. And once again, no matter where you're listening to this, I hope that you can just take it in and be present, clear your thoughts and distractions, and listen into the Word of God. I will open us up with a short prayer. I will then read scripture and then close us once again in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for Holy Week. Thank you that we once again are able to read from your Word the events of Jesus on Monday. Help us hear what you'd have for us today. Help us hear exactly what it is from this scripture that you want to remind us of. Thank you for the incredible work of the cross. As we've said each day, we'll never fully understand the sacrifice that you made to save us. But we thank you for your Son. We thank you for Jesus' work on the cross and for the helper that was left here behind for us. Thank you again for your Word. Thank you for this time and technology where we can celebrate Holy Week together, preparing our hearts for Resurrection Sunday. In your name, amen. Mark 11. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. And then they came to Jerusalem. And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he was teaching them and saying to them, "It is not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And the chief priests and the scribes heard it and were seeking a way to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching. And when the evening came, they went out of the city. Dear Lord, thank you for this reminder of your word. Thank you that we get to see and hear what Jesus was up to this week. We're noticing themes as we read. As the week went on, more and more opposition, Lord. As the miracles unfold and the truth is told, more resistance is met. He knew this would happen. He knew exactly what he'd be walking into, and yet he continued on. He stood firm, and he did not tremble. We thank you for this work. We thank you that even then, he was thinking of us today. He knew exactly the steps that he would need to walk through. Thank you for this day where we get to remember Jesus. We want and desire to be mindful of you this week. Help prepare our hearts, Lord, to receive Resurrection Sunday. In your name, amen. Ladies, I am so honored that you chose to spend some time with me this morning. I hope and pray that the Word of God encouraged you and that you feel inspired to now get out into the world and be a woman who chooses to encourage. Remember, Encourage Her is a God-given, purpose-driven ministry. This podcast is for the taking. It's free for the sharing. Please share it with her. Also, remember to subscribe, like, and follow us on Instagram at Encourage Her Wellness for your daily, quick encouragements throughout the week. From now till then, stay encouraged and choose to encourage her. I'll see you next Monday. Love to you all.